True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are now joined by the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. He told us at the combine he would not be doing 6:30 like Mike McCarthy. So here we are with the new set time, hopefully for years moving forward. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Well, I tell you what, you guys sound well rested, man. I guess you guys can thank me for a couple extra hours of sleep, where you guys have been probably rolling the whole time.
So 6:30 was always out of the question. 6 o'clock hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, Mike's a morning guy. I'm a night owl. That's just kind of the way I go. But, again, happy to always oblige you guys. But, no, it's great to visit with you guys, man. Look forward to doing this with you guys every week.
What time do you usually leave the office at night?
I'm probably 11:30, 12:30 guy most nights. And then the week's very different, right? You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is your grind. Thursday, it slows down a little bit. Friday's kind of your chance to have date night with your wife, and then Saturday you're obviously into game mode.
Coach, you knew it was going to be a wild ride, but not having Mike at camp, losing and trading arguably your best player, I mean, could you have even imagined it would start off this crazy before facing the defending champs on the road?
Well, I tell you what, the fascinating thing is, you know, growing up in a football family, I've always been aware that there's things that comes across the head coach's desk, and certainly this is no different. I'm obviously excited about the team, but again, you know, really what I tried to do, guys, you guys visited with me out in training camp, was I literally tried to just limit the distractions and focus on the guys that were out there working, and I had great communication and conversations with Mike all throughout training camp. But at the end of the day, look, this was a unanimous decision, and happy for Mike and his family. Obviously, it's an incredible payday, and I'm looking forward to seeing him, like I said, before the game in a couple weeks, and then maybe not so much on the field as we get going to play, but excited about this upcoming start of the season.
Coach, normally in big sports trades, we deem the team that loses the superstar, the known talent, as kind of the loser in it, but then you have people say, well, there's addition by subtraction. There's an addition to the culture. Have you been on teams that you can recall or remember? I'm not asking you to give the specific examples, but have you seen where the better player, the bigger name has left, and it has been kind of addition by subtraction because of those culture things?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's got anything to do with the culture thing. I think it's got more than anything to do with, okay, hey, you know, what does this look like 2 years from now? What does this look like after we utilize those first-round draft picks? What does this look like as we, you know, as we play football throughout this season and beyond? Because at the end of the day, you know, guys, we're going to be judged on wins and losses, and we all own that. And so, again, a lot of times these deals, when they happen, it takes time to figure out. You know, everybody's quick to say, oh, this team won, this team lost. But in reality, we really don't know that, because there's so much left to be determined based on the capital that we have in terms of, you know, the draft picks, the cash that's available, things like that. But at the end of the day, again, I'm really excited about our team. You know, we've talked about this for a long time. You know, we are very, very deep on the edge pieces. Mike is an incredible player. I am not saying that. He is an elite football player. We did have a void inside that we were a little concerned about with our depth. We get a great player in Kenny Clark that is just a tremendous, player inside that can help solidify the middle of your defense. In my conversations with a few people in Green Bay, they were devastated to lose him because of the type of man that he is. And then, of course, you know, you get the draft picks that, again, allow you to, do what we've done here historically, which is draft very, very well in the first round. And that's a big part of it.
Brian Schottenheimer here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, this is more of a philosophical thing. A lot of our listeners want to get your football philosophies as we move forward throughout the season and the years. I get made fun of because I keep talking about run defense. I've seen this team for years, and you've talked about physicality, get pushed around and kind of controlled in games where I feel helpless as a fan watching them not be able to stop the run. Talk about that and why people say, well, you don't trade the elite pass rusher in a passing league for a run stopper and focus on run defense with the analytics and all that stuff. Can you just talk to your philosophy of run defense?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I agree with you. And again, you know, like there's something when you're on the sidelines and you're coaching, you're playing, you're a fan and you're watching the game. And it's like first down run, 4 yards, second down run, 4 yards, 5 yards. It's third and one. Okay. New set of downs, converting third down. Then it's a pass, but then it's another run. Like, again, when you can't slow a team down and when you have elite rushers, teams know. They're like, we're not going to let you rush the passer. So we're going to come in committed. You guys saw it a few years back against Green Bay when they came in here and basically just wanted to pound the rock at us. And it's a tough thing because – there's things you can do to create pressure on the quarterback. There are things. There's blitz packages. There's all kinds of different ways to do that. And, again, I feel like we really have some elite edge pieces. I think you got Dante Fowler out there who's going to, you know, have a terrific year. Donovan Ezeraku, I mean, I'm so excited to watch him go out and play, you know, early in this part of the season. Sam Williams, Marshawn Nealon. I mean, the names continue to go on and on. And but there is absolutely something to when your football mantra starts with two things. And this is what our football mantra starts with, guys. Number one is winning the turnover battle. You have to do that. We want to have three takeaways every game on defense and give none. We call it a goose egg. And then the second part of the mantra is own the line of scrimmage. It is an incredibly deflating feeling when a team just wants to run the football and there's nothing you can do to slow it down.
Where are you in your satisfaction with this team's physicality?
Well, again, I think we're going to find out a lot tomorrow night. I'm pleased with the physical nature of practice that we've had. I think, you know, it started out in Oxnard. These guys learned how to practice the right way. These guys learned how to put the pads on. You know, we wanted to have a physical training camp. We did that. We came back to Frisco, had the few practices in front of the fans here at the Star. Those were very, very physical. So my point is, I think, you know, I feel like we're prepared to go into battle. I feel like we're prepared to go in and play a very, very good football team that is very physical like we are. We'll find out a lot come Thursday night. But, you know, at the end of the day, guys, I just told our guys this, like, I don't want our guys going into this matchup and being like, oh, we're playing the Eagles, defending champions, and I'm going to try super hard, and you just wait to see what I do. We don't want that, man. Hey, it's just another championship opportunity. Play free, fly around, enjoy flying around on the football field with your brother hitting somebody else, and that's kind of the way we're approaching this game. And honestly, you don't get extra credit for beating Philadelphia in Philadelphia on primetime than you do beating the Giants at noon at home in AT&T Stadium a week from now. So, again, that's something that's really important to me is each game is just another championship opportunity. That way, when we get to the huge stage of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, hey, guys, we've been here before.
Coach, you sounded pretty optimistic yesterday about the progress Tyler Guyton and Trayvon Diggs were making. As you guys get ready to take off for Philadelphia today, how much better are you feeling? Or is that still the same level of optimism for them to potentially be available tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. Again, we'll find out. You know, we had good meetings last night with the training staff. I think both guys are trending in the right direction. You know, we're through our physical work, guys. Like the way we do it, Wednesday's a padded practice. Generally, Thursday we're in shells. Friday, we run around in helmets, but we're still running. And then today is truly a walkthrough. Today is, okay, let's recreate the entire week, just kind of hit some of the last minute situational things that we need to get done. But the physical aspect of our deal ends on Friday in terms of now it's about getting their minds right, getting them relaxed, and then getting their bodies feeling great, getting ready to go into a game.
Coach, what's your philosophy on fourth downs in terms of going for it versus kicking? Are you Mike was pretty aggressive. I know you've coached under some coaches that were more erring on the side of kicking it. Where does your philosophy stand?
I think I'm in between, guys. I think
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you look at it, the entire situation has to come into the picture to make those decisions. You know, like, you know, you go into a situation and the defense is playing great and you're playing a team where, you know, they're really good at possessing the ball, which, like, you know, Philadelphia's really good at possessing the ball. You factor those things in. We obviously have a kicker that can kick it from Lubbock through the uprights of AT&T Stadium. So that's part of it as well. But I would say I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not a guy that's just cavalier. I think Dan Campbell's an incredible coach. And, you know, the way he does that, like, that works for him and his personality and his football team. But I'm somewhere in between. And then at the end of the day, there is some gut instinct feel where you're like, hey, I just feel this and this is what we're going to do. And whether it works or whether it doesn't, you know, I will sleep good at night when I trust my gut.
How do you weigh the difference between, like, it's whether it's your team versus the other? Like, are you more likely to go for it against, like, an elite quarterback who could score from anywhere, and regardless of how your defense is playing that day? Or how does that play into it?
Yeah, I think it's all those things. Like, we have kind of a plan going into each game. Okay, hey, this is the quarterback we're playing. This is the environment we're playing in. This is the way their team plays, their identity. But then once the game starts, you kind of get a sense of, man, defense is playing great, or, hey, offense is on fire. That all comes into your factoring. Analytics plays a part, guys. You know, like, we all have analytics. I'm not the guy that carries around the analytics book with me or has someone standing behind me. I've got a guy, Ryan Feeder, that's up in the press box who's elite at this. But it's just the analytics part is one tool of the package, and there's a lot of other things that go into it. But you do have a plan going into most games based on your opponent and how you think the game's gonna start out.
Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, you've been with the team the previous three seasons, so you know the evolution of the offensive personnel probably better than most first-time head coaches would walking into a job like this. What part of the offense are you looking at as you head into this season? You say, hey, I feel pretty confident that we're going to be better in this particular area this season.
Well, again, I mean, we're certainly thrilled about the addition of George Pickens. We're certainly thrilled about the addition of a couple of running backs, Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders. Those are some guys that when you look at areas that we wanted to address, we're able to address those guys either, you know, through free agency, through the draft, you know, bringing guys like Jaden Blue in and adding some pieces, you know, that will certainly help us. But again, I think really at the end of the day, I'm excited to go out and watch our guys play. the physical brand of football that we want to play. And when you say that, like, people always go, okay, hey, well, this is the son of Marty Ball, or this is the guy that was part of the Hard Knocks, one of the first Hard Knocks with Rex Ryan, where ground and pound. Look, you can play physically a lot of different ways, and it's not just running the football. You have to play this game, whether you're running it, throwing it, in a physical manner. You have to be physical to get open on a pass route versus man-to-man. Quarterbacks have to be physical to stand in the pocket and take shots from free blitzers. You know, running backs have to be great at, you know, picking up blitzes. You know, when you chip defensive ends, you have to be physical. And so, again, I'm always just careful for people when they hear we want to be a physical team to think all we're going to do is ground and pound or run the ball 65 times. That's not the formula. You know, for us, the formula is somewhere from 53 to 55 rushing attempts and completions. That's a number that, you know, is pretty traditional. And as long as we're doing that in a physical manner, I think we'll be in good shape.
Coach, the challenge of calling plays while managing, being a game manager, has haunted a lot of people around here and a lot of people throughout the league. What's your plan for that? And you know, we're all analytics fourth down experts now, and we all know exactly when to burn the timeout through the love of football and the interest that has grown. How are you planning to get a handle on that game management while being in charge of the offense while the bullets are live?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, I would say this, you know, the one advantage that I do have is having been around Ryan Feeder, who's a huge part of that puzzle. He's the rules expert. He's got a huge, great grasp of game management. I've been listening to Ryan's voice now for going on 4 years. And actually, when Ryan was on defense a couple years back, I was a consultant working with Dan Quinn and those guys, really more on defense. And so Ryan and I've been, you know, I've been hearing his voice for a long time. And hey, here's the deal. At the end of the day, when you're in this position, there are certain things that you have to allocate to other people. And, you know, like, again, I don't have to put together the adjustments on the sidelines for the offense all by myself. I've got an incredible offensive staff. Matt Eberflus is a former head coach. He's a great, you know, sounding board for me. Nick Sorensen's a guy, special teams coordinator that I've been around going back to Seattle, and he and I have been in the foxhole a lot together. And so it's truly using your resources, trusting your people, and then at the end of the day, knowing that, again, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to you listening to the people and then making a decision. I've normally been pretty good. When I talk out loud, I kind of come up with the decision that I want to make. And it's certainly something that you practice, you prep, you do all types of game management situations throughout training camp every day, and those continue on into the end of the season.
Have you envisioned or thought about handling the possible nerves before your first game as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in that locker room? Have the nerves already been building? Have you thought about dealing with it or handling it? How do you think you're going to be feeling?
No, I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, I'm anxious before every game. I don't think that's going to change in this situation. I don't think it's going to change 5 weeks from now, 10 weeks from now. I don't think it's going to change when we're getting ready to play a Super Bowl. I think that's part of the game. When you love the game as much as I do and these players do, you should be nervous and you should be anxious. And I think you use that anxiety as power. I think I will be emotional. I've said that very openly from the beginning, just because, you know, during the national anthem, every game I talk to two people, and that's God and my father. And, you know, I will be emotional thinking about him and him looking down on me in this opportunity.
Last one, Coach. Did you use the lemon?
I always use the lemons, guys. And again, when I jump off, because I do have meetings to go to, I would like for you guys to admit to the world that, again, when you guys brought me lemons and some other things, the lemons were a little smaller than what I usually like in my drink. So the shoddy was good, but maybe not as good as it should have been if I would have had a little bit more lemon power.
Epic first appearance. Can't wait for the entire season and years to come. Good luck tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Coach.
Appreciate you guys. Talk soon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.